call the May 24th Sussex County Council meeting to order. First thing, approval of the agenda. Mr. Baker?
Yes, good morning. I do have several suggested changes. First, item number three under myself, update on conditional use 1801. I'd like to move that till after executive session, if that's okay.
Okay.
Then, under Steve Hudson, Emergency Operations Center, Geothermal System Improvements, we'd like to defer on that one till the next meeting. And then under executive session, we do not need personnel, job applicants, qualifications, or land acquisition.
What is the first thing that was changed?
We're going to move item number three on Mr. Baker's report, the update on conditional use number 1801, to after executive session. We're going to delete Steve Hudson, Emergency Operations Center, HVAC, Geothermal System. And under executive session, we do not need job applicants, qualifications, personnel, or land acquisition.
Okay.
Any questions? We entertain a motion.
So moved.
We have a motion and a second to approve the amended agenda. Any questions? Take a vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
So yes, motion carried. We have the inner package you received, the May 10th minutes. Any changes or corrections on those? Hearing none, they'll stand approved. Mr. Baker, I'm sorry, reading correspondence, Mr. Rutt.
I have two letters. One is to County Council. Thank you on behalf of the Scouts and parents of Ocean View Boy Scout Troop 281. We greatly appreciate your contribution toward the purchase of a new trailer. Thank you for supporting scouting and the many opportunities boys would not otherwise receive if not for the generous support of the community. And this is signed Tom Roth, committee chairman, and also signed by 30 individual scouts.
Very nice.
And then a letter from Eleanor H. Bennett, and it says, Dear Bonnie, please convey my sincere thanks to everyone for the gift pack of mug, keychain, pin, refrigerator magnet, pens, and county pin. I love it all, and it was so nice to meet everyone. I felt it such an honor to be asked to present Bob's book to Mr. Baker. Sincerely, Eleanor Bennett.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the correspondence.
Don't count on anything.
No.
Mr. Baker.
Good morning. The first item we have is recognition of Caroling on the Circle Food Drive participants. And we are very pleased to recognize some of the organizations that contributed to the annual Caroling on the Circle Food Drive. Over 20,000 food items were contributed and distributed to needy Sussex Countyans. The food items were distributed at 9 different food pantries in the county. And we'd like to certainly thank everyone who contributed and recognizes just some of the organizations who made this drive a high priority and made it so successful. We do have some of the representatives here today from some of the organizations, and what we'd like to do is we have a plaque for each organization, and we'd like to invite them to come up to the podium, and we'll take some pictures and at this time. First, the Delaware Manufactured Homeowners Association, which contributed approximately 2,207 items, and I believe there's representatives here. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, very good.
Lou and, oh, here we go, yeah. There we go. Yeah.
Good people.
Pictures here. Thank you all very much for that. We certainly appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Thank you all very much. We appreciate all your help. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
We have representatives from North Georgetown Elementary School. Ms. Kathy Shaw, I think, is here, and students. They raised about 1,200 food items.
Tighten up a little bit. There we go. We're tight. There you go.
Having a tough time with the light.
What class is that?
It's North Georgetown Elementary.
Oh. Which one, Georgetown Middle School?
Thank you all very much for your help. We appreciate that. Thank you.
Next, we have Georgetown Elementary School, Mr. Ivan Neal, and students.
Georgetown Elementary. How you doing?
Good to see you.
Some of our teachers.
Okay, if everybody can squeeze in just a little bit for us.
Georgetown.
What grade are you in, Sam?
Thank you.
I can't get out of fifth.
Sam is smarter than a fifth grader. We think.
Tell them another, George. We got them all laughing. They all take good pictures that way, right?
Down this way. Down two.
And two of my grandchildren are last year.
Thanks, sir.
Next, we have representatives from Pat's Aircraft who also helped, and they have for a number of years now. Ms. Cheryl Parker and Bob Schinholt are also here. There you go.
Good morning. Thank you very much.
Sarah Maurice.
We got Pat
Sarah
Maurice Turner.
It's like the royal family.
Right, George? I said we got Pat here, Maurice Turner.
Get yourself a pair.
Thank you all very much for your help. We appreciate that.
Thank you
so much.
We also have a representatives from Fuqua, Yori, and Willard. Okay. And we have Julie Abbott, Morgan Cove, and Jill Litton who are here.
Be right in the middle of things, tell me.
Mm-hmm. thank you very much for all your help. Thank you. Thank you. We appreciate it.
Next is Georgetown Middle School. Julianne Hine, I believe, is here with some students, I believe.
Oh, I didn't bring students. I didn't know.
Okay. Oh, that's all right. I'm sorry.
Next year.
What school is
this? Georgetown Middle.
Middle School.
Hey, that's another one.
Well, here comes Sam again. Hold everything. Hold the presses.
Go ahead.
Sam got to run for re-election.
Robert, do you? You're a school board member?
Oh, I do.
I'm his dad.
Yeah, I assume with this.
Yes, yes. All my questions were answered.
Okay. Very good. Very good. Very good.
You also in the approval?
Mm-hmm.
I've read back a few things for you.
Mm-hmm. And Kirby does a lot with the drama. One more look like that.
What?
Thank you very much.
We also have with us today the president of the Sussex County Employees Benefit Committee, Ms. Sherry Collins. And we do not have a plaque at this time, but we will have one at a later date. We would like to present at the Employee Benefit Committee meeting. And the employees raised about 1,600 items, and the committee did a special program with a competition between different departments to try to increase interest, and it was very successful. And we'd like to thank Sherry and the committee for their help with that.
We'll borrow a plaque. I bet.
That's what I'm saying. It's,
yeah,
then
yeah.
I can read it.
There you go. What a deal,
huh?
Good morning, darling.
Good morning.
Use your fingers. Yeah, just cover it up.
I'm
Delaware man.
The guy doesn't realize we're being recorded, does he?
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for the work you've
done. We would also like to thank some of the county employees that helped with the effort, including Frank Shade. Frank's in the back. Doug Stokely from our facility management department. With his help, Johnny Moore, Kenny Dunn, Barry Hitchens, Dave Elliott, Ray Webb, of course, Sherry Collins, Dale McDowell, Dawn Brazier, Susan Wise, or some of the county employees who helped with this effort also. And the next item we have is the Western Sussex Byways Report, and I'd like to introduce Mr. Dan Parsons. Our historic planner has been working with the committee on this project, and he will go ahead and explain.
Good morning. Thank you. Thank you for having me. Just like to thank you for sponsoring the byway, and now we are on to another level. In working, we received funding from DLDOT and the Federal Highway Administration to move forward with the corridor management plan for the byway. And it's a 14-point plan required by the Federal Highway Administration to designate the byway. So it will ensure that the byway retains its designation. And basically, the plan will look 10 to 15 years down the road, set up a committee to kind of oversee the implementation of plans that we create through this process. And I just want to assure you that it is a grassroots effort, and we will have a litany of public hearings to complete the corridor management plan, which takes between 2 to 5 years to complete. And just wanted to answer any questions you may have about the corridor management plan.
Any questions from council? Mrs. Deaver?
Well, I think I heard on the radio somebody complaining that there's going to be limited, it's going to, the kind of signage you can put on the road is going to be very limited. But I'm sure that that has to be part of it.
Yes.
Because it has to be attractive and contribute to the overall plan. But so that's part of it, yeah.
Yeah, the only limitations would be billboards along the route and context-sensitive design in regards to road improvements.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
They're the only limitations.
Oh, okay, that's good.
So we keep the character of the byway.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess it outlines the intrinsic qualities, try and highlight the intrinsic qualities of the byway, which were natural, well, historic first, and then natural as a second intrinsic quality for the nomination.
Any more questions, council? Okay, thanks. Oh, sorry, Mr. Wilson.
Instead of him saying 10 to 15 years, he should say 3 to 5 years instead.
Well, 2 to 5 years to complete. 10 to 15 years vision down the road, and the document is kind of a work in...
It was a joke.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's a work in progress.
Yes, sir.
I'm talking about 15 years on me.
And we would, when the public hearings come up, I guess we'll receive the funding, the grant funding in August, and then start to work in the fall with the process, and would invite you to be involved with it. And I'd like to say that at the end of the process, a 501c3 will be created to take over the role of sponsor for the byway. So we would admonish the county of any responsibility for it.
Okay. Thank you, Dan, very much. Thank you for your help with this project.
Good to see you.
Yeah. Mr. Baker.
I would like to mention there is one other organization that was here that we didn't recognize, and if maybe I could go back and just recognize them. That's
certainly
First State Manufactured Housing Association. And Ms. Jen Allen is here today, so I'm sorry. They contributed about 3,000 items, so they were a major contributor.
Biggest contributor goes last, right?
Yeah.
Save the best for last. That's a lot of cans.
Thank you very much for all your help. We appreciate
Thank
that.
You.
Thank you.
And finally, is County Administrator's report. Bookmobile schedule enclosed is a copy of the summer bookmobile schedule for June through August. There are various stops throughout the county, including daycare centers, boys and girls clubs, assisted living facilities, etc. Sussex County's 34th annual prayer breakfast. The 34th annual Sussex County prayer breakfast will be held on Tuesday, June 14th. Breakfast will begin at 6:45 a.m. at Crossroad Community Church, and the program will begin promptly at 7:30. As per the attached press release for this inspirational program, tickets are available at 855-7743 or 875-7551. Substantial completion. The engineering department granted substantial completion on May 19th to the Sussex West Sewer Project Agreement 952. The developer is Mr. Stephen Class, and the project is located on Route 9 and minus Conaway Road. It is in the West Rehoboth expansion of the Dewey Sewer Districts and consists of 37 lots. Thank you.
Mr. Hal Godwin.
Mr. President, members of council, our General Assembly will reconvene next Tuesday, the 31st, and I wanted to take this opportunity to review with you some of the issues that we may have some concerns with. First, I should announce that House Bill 31, which was a bill that we introduced early in the session that would change our property tax due date, has been signed into law as of April 14th. We have another bill that we have not yet introduced, which I expect to have it introduced Tuesday the 31st or Wednesday the 1st of June. And that bill will address the situation requiring us to retrain our tax assessors as appraisers. It's taken some time, but I have gotten support from the other two counties as well as the League of Local Governments, which I felt was important because it has a reflection on them. And as of today, I've begun to get a number of responses back to my emails out to the state legislators, and we now have some sponsors as of this morning. So I will get that bill introduced and start working on it promptly when they reconvene. House Bill 60 was the dog bill that we discussed at some point back a month or two ago, was tabled in the Agriculture Committee hearing that I attended May 11th. I spoke on your behalf that we, Sussex County, were opposed to this bill simply because it was adding another layer of cost onto an unfunded mandate the state had given us already, and we objected to that. And it appeared that there wasn't much support for this bill in the committee, so the committee chairman tabled the bill, and I don't know when it will be back for more discussion, but at least we're safe on that one at this point. There are a couple other bills that have some raised some concern. House Bill 101 and House Bill 102 are both bills that deal with DLDOT's authority to require certain traffic studies and to require those studies be put in place before some subdivisions are approved. I should say that it appears these two bills have been consolidated now into one. It's been rewritten into House Substitute 1 for House Bill 101, which is a much more lengthy document. I have some copies of that. This just happened in the last few days.
Isn't that already? Don't we already have to do that?
It does appear from the intent behind these two bills that DLDOT wants to have more influence in development insofar as to be able to circumvent your authority to approve subdivisions by they're going to require, if these bills are all approved and signed into law as they're written, they will require the local jurisdictions to rewrite their memorandums of understanding with DLDOT. Most local government jurisdictions do have such a document, but this Bill 101, the new bill, would require all those MOUs be rewritten. And they'll be rewritten because the new law would require DLDOT to weigh in and approve subdivisions before you do. Now, I don't know how you feel about that. I can tell you that New Castle County and Kent County are both opposed to it. I'll read part of the synopsis to you. The synopsis itself is pretty long on the new bill that I just gave you. It goes into a lot of detail. It says memorandums of understanding exist between the Department of Transportation and local governments to guide their interaction on land use development. This bill requires the Department of Transportation and local jurisdictions to rework their MOUs, which would be in conflict with the authority of the Department of Transportation as set forth in this bill. It requires the department to put a greater emphasis on safety factors. It allows the department to use its discretion to broaden, if necessary, any traffic study that may be required in conjunction with an application. This should help diminish future road congestion throughout the state. This bill also requires the department to analyze the future costs to the state of construction and maintenance in conjunction with the project for which the application is submitted. It provides additional specific data that the local jurisdiction should consider in making its decision. Then there are five or six subsections below that going into detail as to how they intend to influence these decisions. I would like for you to read this bill and give me some direction. I think you're probably going to be opposed, but I don't want to speak for you until you've had a chance to digest this bill and give me direction on it.
And the other two counties are opposed, did you say?
Both other counties are opposed to it, yes. Moving along, I should inform you.
Are we in a position to also lend our opposition?
We haven't read it, have we?
I'm not opposed to it at this time. I haven't had a chance to read it.
Right. It was the new bill was just rewritten in the last week or so. Mm-hmm. But the one that I just gave you, the substitute for House Bill 101, is much more comprehensive. Mm-hmm. So I really do need to know how you feel about this.
We haven't been getting much cooperation from DLDOT. So, I mean, here we're getting some more. I'm not sure if that's how we want it, though. So I have to look at that bill.
That's why I'd like you to read through it carefully.
After I've had a chance to read through it, will you make sure that you're on the agenda next Tuesday?
We're not here next Tuesday.
I'm sorry, following Tuesday. Right?
Yes, sir.
We can act on this.
Yes. I don't know if there are any committee hearings scheduled. I haven't seen this bill on a committee schedule yet, but that won't come out, frankly, until next Wednesday, June 1st.
Right.
So I'll see if there's a committee hearing about it on June 1st, I may go and listen to the committee hearing and see what happens without your direction to report back.
The other counties have ordinances in place that require them to coordinate the road, the service level of the road, with how many people are going to be living in the new development, for instance. We don't have anything like that. So we are different than the other two counties. We have nothing. No, we have no adequate public facilities ordinance at all. So I think we should look at it.
Okay.
Anyone else? Anything else? Any comments?
Next on our agenda is Senate Bill 26, which has passed both chambers of the legislature. This bill was the one I explained to you that related to nutrient management from farm operations. It was supported by the Secretary of Agriculture. It was also supported by the Farm Bureau. It seemed to have a lot of support among all the agricultural entities. I didn't testify or object to it. I just went to the meetings and watched it go through. And Ed Key assured me that it structures more properly the chain of command for this kind of issue and aligns with the federal requirements. So I didn't get too excited about it, thinking that the other jurisdictions, the state agencies, were in alignment with it. It has not yet been signed. I checked this morning. The governor has not yet signed it into law, however. Another bill that I'm going to ask you to give me some direction on is Senate Bill 64. This legislation authorizes the Department of Natural Resources and Environmental Control to adopt guidance and minimum standards to minimize risk from flooding with the input from stakeholder advisory group. I went to the first hearing, which was held by the main sponsor, the primary sponsor, Senator Dave McBride, and it appears from what happened in the committee hearing that Senator McBride would like to pull together a study group. Study groups don't usually work that fast, so I don't think anything will happen on this definitively between now and the end of June. But don't forget, our session is carried over this time to next January. So I think what Senator McBride wants to do is bring together a group of stakeholders, which we would certainly be one of those, and study through the issue of flooding and stormwater runoff and those things, and try to formulate either some guidelines for local jurisdictions to adopt or some state code. I believe that's what he's intending. This bill does have some features in it that you may want to consider that allow the Secretary of DENREC to make certain judgment calls without input from the jurisdictions that he's serving. So,
in case of emergency?
Well, yes. As you read through the bill, you'll find, I think, three places where the Secretary of DENREC would have ultimate authority. And some folks might think that's good for in case of an emergency. Some folks might not. So I'll need your direction on that.
It has to be limited to emergency situations. But all along the bay, I have people who are living there that Joe Thomas has already testified at permit hearings that he cannot guarantee he can get people out of there in the event of a bad storm. So we have people who are living in perilous situations. And somebody has to have the authority to declare in an emergency situation that something be done about this. We have breaches that are open on the bay.
Yes,
and they just need to be closed. But we have a number of organizations that are worried about certain birds and, you know, how, you know, moving sand might be bad for the birds. But people are in danger. So I think somebody has to do something.
Yeah, I would ask you to study this legislation particularly. I do know that Kent County is opposed to this bill as it's written. From what they tell me, they're not completely opposed to the total concept of improving flooding conditions, but they're opposed to the way this bill is written. Newcastle County has not yet given me an opinion on it. I haven't been able to get my friend in front of all 13 of their members to give me an opinion. It takes a little longer in Newcastle County because of the size of their government.
I'm hearing more and more concern for this. There's some that's even suggesting it's a roundabout way to undermine our authority on things like land use and the whole decision based on the wetland map is something that also could come into question.
Some of the comments from Kent County Levy Court are that this sounds like the state resource area map situation we went through a couple of years ago. That was just an off-the-cuff
what's
comment.
What's the number of this bill?
Senate Bill 64.
Yeah, I've read that bill.
Yeah.
And then also in that bill, the Secretary of Natural Resources will do all the picking of the committee, too. He doesn't pick out the average person in the community, but he'll do all the, so, you know, they're going to be his line of thinking, or else they don't get on that committee. So it's not a good bill. I've read over it, and I don't think it's a good bill. It might be all right where Joan lives, down here at Broadkill or somewhere, but it's not a good bill for the whole state. It's not a good bill for this area.
This is why I need a consensus from the group, so that we have a direction as to how we're going to position ourselves.
My suggesting was to a couple representatives that they ought to be more specific, not covering the whole state. If they want to say Broadkill, if Broadkill wants that, that's Broadkill's business. But to come up and say we're going to, Governor Sussex, Georgetown and Millsboro or Greenwood or whatever, they're out of line. I think they're way out of line on this bill.
And the Councilman, you know, it could be that if they would apply watershed consideration to this bill, that might make it easier to deal with. Yeah. That's what you're saying, I think.
That's a lot of control, and it's not good control.
Again, it goes back to some fundamentals, saying, one, with respect to those overlay maps, the courts have said that you shouldn't do that unless you notify each property owner that is going to be affected, give them an opportunity to see the maps, to understand exactly what's going to affect them. And this is a broad brush stroke to undermine local land use control.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Got to find some way to help the people that live on the bay. We have farm fields that are being ruined by the saltwater intrusion that's coming. It's almost up to Route 1 coming off the bay. It's working its way up to the road. That's how bad it is. People's septic tanks are being covered over. And the road into Prime Hook Beach is submerged in a bad storm. DelDOT can't fix it because they can't, there's not, what's the use of fixing it if you're just going to wind up underwater every time it rains? So these breaches have to be closed, and we have to do something about this situation. Like Sam says, maybe we can direct it to the Bay Area, but we need to do something.
Mr. President, that puts the onus on you for that one. I'll have to rely on you to give me some conscience there.
Yes.
Okay. That concludes my legislative update. I have, and feel free to call me anytime about these bills with your feelings, because it really is important that we have our opinion mixed in. Some of these are pretty controversial, as you can see.
Well, isn't that Senator Simpson and Representative Kenton's bill?
No, it was, Representative Senator Simpson and Senator Bushweller have a committee that they put together to deal with the erosion on the Bay Beach.
That's coming in the Bay Beach work group.
I don't know if this bill came from that group or not.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
Okay.
Because it appears that now this bill is being driven by Senator McBride.
Mm-hmm.
And Senator McBride really doesn't have an interest, I don't think, on the Delaware Bay. His district is in Newcastle.
Mm-hmm. Might have a summer home down there. Who knows?
Well, I know he does. He has a summer home in Lewis, as a matter of fact.
That's probably the reason.
That could be. Okay, we have a wastewater agreement for your consideration this morning. This is Sussex County Project 81-04, Americana Bayside Phase 11, Agreement Number 601-1. The developer in this case is Mr. Doug Brown from Selbyville, Delaware. The location is Coneflower Circle, Clematis Road, Wild Rose Circle, in the Fenwick Island Sanitary Sewer District. This will be Phase 11, servicing 33 revised lots. The total system connection charges will be $159,060. We have approvals, of course, from our engineering department and DENREC. We're expecting 30 days of construction, with a construction administration and construction inspection cost totaling $19,342.65, with a proposed construction cost of $128,951. And I have a motion for your consideration.
Please.
Be it moved that based upon the recommendation of Sussex County Engineering Department for Sussex County Project Number 81-04, Agreement Number 601-1, that the Sussex County Council execute a construction administration and construction inspection agreement between Sussex County Council and Carl M. Freeman Communities for wastewater facilities to be constructed in Americana Bayside Phase 11, located in the Fenwick Island Sanitary Sewer District.
Motion from
I'll give the motion.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver. Second.
Second.
Mr. Cole. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Thank you.
Hal, thank you. And I would ask council, the bills that Hal has talked about, so we don't end up behind this curve on this, and they do go back in session next Tuesday, if you could talk to each member of council, kind of get their feeling on the bills that are, you know, most important to us right now anyway.
I have a question, Mr. President, about our relationship with the state and the state police. I don't know if this is Hal's bailiwick or not, but my district is getting hit very hard with burglaries. And Sussex has had a lot of increased population, and upstate, they've actually lost population. We're looking at the redistricting, how we're getting new districts. And I'm wondering if we can, is there somehow we could work together to convince the state to bring some of the troopers down here? We need extra troopers. This is my experience. It's very bad. Homes are getting broken into during the day, whether they're home or not. So it's a bad situation.
Okay.
Mr. Beaver,
Mr. Wilson.
I would recommend you tell your representative to introduce more moral laws instead of immoral laws that's been introduced by this General Assembly this past time. I mean, his immorality is crazy. You cannot hire enough policemen when you got immorality right as high as it is today. And you can put a policeman on every corner. There's not enough money here for us as taxpayers to pay these bills.
So well, moving state
so
troopers.
If we don't get someone that remains this morality, we're in trouble. And we can see it coming. I've seen it coming for years, and it's only going to get worse. I've had over $10,000 stolen from me, and irrigation pipe, batteries, our irrigation systems, and all this kind of water stolen in the past year and a half. I see this coming worse. I could walk out, never took the key out of nothing. I can't walk out and leave my cars undone. I can't do nothing anymore.
Yep,
I almost had to sit with a shotgun in the house.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot hire enough policemen to watch my route. There's no way. So it's the morals of the whole situation here. Our morals of our country has gone to the bottom. And we've got legislators has no morals. And one of them is down in your area. We need to encourage them to raise morals instead of putting them down. That's my little thing, my little thought this morning.
Point well taken, but we have not increased the number of state troopers in this county for many years. I know maybe 5 years. We've had 40 for every single year, and the population is growing here.
I understand that. We're bringing a lot of immoral people in, evidently.
Mr. President,
we will.
I'd like to ask you a question, sir.
Sir.
Perhaps Mr. Rutt could give me some advice. I'm not sure that it's proper for me to speak with each member of council outside of a public hearing to talk about the same issue, which, as was just suggested, I think, would it be best for the president to bring me the council's opinion on something rather than having me poll the members of council?
You can discuss it with them, but you cannot get a directive.
Okay.
It would have to be from the entire council.
Right.
Okay. I just didn't want... I know we do have a bit of a time squeeze here, and we don't have a meeting on the 31st.
Right.
I think we're probably safe until the following Tuesday, which will be the 6th, I think. But I do need to have some direction by then so I know which way to go on these controversial bills.
We will give you some direction.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And Mr. Baker, if we could, what we'll do is set a meeting up with myself and you and Colonel Coop and Major Simpson to discuss Mrs. Deaver's concern.
Thank you.
Old business, Mr. Lank.
Morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
We have before us today three items of old business. The first two items were heard jointly, that is change of zone 1699, the application of Old Town Point LLC. It's an ordinance to modify condition number 21 imposed on ordinance number 1377 for change of zone number 1400. The application of Old Town Point LLC for the village of Five Points, a MRRPC medium density residential plan community, so that the limitation with regard to community use is only on 2.52 acres, thereby enabling Old Town Point LLC to use a remaining portion of the property, 1.52 acres, for a proposed pharmacy or related use. The second item is conditional use number 1868, the application of Old Town Point LLC to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for a pharmacy and community service facility to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100 Sussex County on a parcel containing 4.04 acres, more or less, lying at the northwest corner of Savannah Road, also known as Business Route 9, and North Village Main Boulevard, the entrance into the village of Foxwoods. Before you have a report containing 7 pages of the public hearings before the Planning and Zoning Commission, attached to that is a 1-page suggested findings for change of zone number 1699, and also a 2-page suggested findings and conditions of approval for conditional use 1868 based on the request to council a few weeks ago for staff to prepare some suggested findings. Before you last week, on May 17th, Shane Abbott came forward on my behalf, and there was a deferral for a concern expressed by Mr. Rudd about the deed covenants, and I will refer to Mr. Rudd.
There was a question that I raised. I have been given correspondence and background information by applicant's attorney, and I'm fully satisfied that they are the proper applicant and that if necessary, the amendment, or they can amend the declaration. So I have no problem with the application.
It doesn't have to be done prior to our vote, right? Okay.
It was just a legal question that I had.
Yes.
And I'm fully satisfied as to the, you know, the response.
Thank you, sir.
So as I may proceed,
yes,
the Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on January 27, 2011, and deferred action for further consideration. On February 10 of 2011, the Commission discussed the application under old business. At that time, they did defer action for further consideration again. On February 24th of 2011, the Commission again discussed the application under old business. Mr. Burton stated he would move that the Commission recommend denial of changes in 1699 for an ordinance to amend condition number 21 imposed on ordinance number 1377 for changes in number 1400 regarding the community use of 4.04 acres of land for Old Town Point LLC based upon the record for, based on the record and for the following reasons. One, this site is the subject of conditional use number 21 of ordinance number 1377, which states applicant will limit through deed restriction the type of future use of 4.5 acres to community service. And an example, fire, police, EMS services, library, and museum. This condition was proposed by the applicant and its representatives, and it was incorporated into the approval of the Village of Five Points development by Sussex County. Two, the condition limiting the use of the property was relied upon by homeowners within the village at Five Points. Three, the applicant has stated that it has not been able to locate any viable community use for the site with the exception of the Lewis Library. Now the applicant seeks to donate part of the land to the library and allow the construction of a pharmacy on the remaining portion of the site. Four, it is commendable that the Hudson family, as the developer, wants to give part of this property to the library. However, the Lewis Library has not accepted the donation, and no one from the Lewis Library has stated in these proceedings that the library is in favor of a donation or that the library has any intention of relocating to this site. Five, I, as Mr. Burton, believe that the whole site should remain available for community use of the type promised by the applicant at the time the Village at Five Points development was approved. With a motion and a second carried with 4 votes to forward this application to council with a recommendation that the application be denied for the reasons stated. That motion carried 4-1 with Mr. Ross opposing the motion. And then that was in relation to change of zone number 1699. Based on the instruction of council, I prepared suggested findings for change of zone 1699, which I'll now read,
please.
Just for a reference, they were based on the findings suggested by the attorney on behalf of the applicant. And based upon the record presented to, in support of change of zone number 1699, the application of Old Town Point LLC, here and after the applicant, for an ordinance to modify condition number 21 imposed on ordinance number 1377 for change of zone number 1400, the County Council of Sussex County, Delaware finds the following facts and makes the following conclusions. One, the application of Old Town Point LLC, identified as change of zone number 1699, seeks an ordinance amendment to modify condition number 21 imposed on ordinance number 1377 for change of zone number 1400. The application of Old Town Point LLC for the Village of Five Points, a MRRPC medium density residential district residential plan community, so that the limitation with regard to community use is only imposed on 2.52 acres, thereby enabling the applicant to use the remaining portion of the property, 1.52 acres, for a proposed pharmacy or related use. Two, the property consists of approximately 4.04 acres. The applicant has exercised reasonable efforts to satisfy condition number 21 of ordinance number 1377 and to generate interest from various organizations to utilize the property for community service use. Excuse me. Despite the applicant's efforts, there has been no economically viable interest by any community service organization to utilize the entirety of the property for such use. Three, the applicant proposes to develop 1.52 acres for a pharmacy or related use and proposes to reserve 2.52 acres for a community service facility. Four, the property is currently owned by the applicants. However, 1.52 acres of the subject property is under contract to be purchased by JEMX LLC for the purpose of constructing and maintaining a CVS pharmacy. Five, it is necessary to adopt an ordinance to modify condition number 21 imposed on ordinance number 1377 for changes on number 1400, the application of Old Town Point LLC for the Village of Five Point, a MRRPC medium density residential district residential plan community, so that the limitation with regard to community use is only imposed on 2.52 acres, thereby enabling the applicant to use the remaining portion of the property, 1.52 acres, for a proposed pharmacy or related use. And six, the proposed modification of condition number 21 of ordinance number 1377 for changes on number 1400 will have no adverse or detrimental impact on neighboring areas or uses. And that based upon the record and the stated findings, the County Council of Sussex County finds that approval of the modification of condition number 21 of ordinance number 1377 for changes in number 1400 is appropriate legislative action, and it is for the purpose of promoting the health, safety, morale, convenience, order, and prosperity and welfare of the present and future inhabitants of Sussex County, including, amongst other things, the lessening of congestion in the streets or roads, securing safety from fire, flood, and other dangers, providing adequate light and air, preventing, on the one hand, excessive concentration of population, on the other hand, excessive and wasteful scattering of population or settlement, and promoting such distribution of population and such classification of land uses and distribution of land development and utilization as will tend to facilitate and provide adequate provision for public requirements. That is the suggested findings for changes on number 1699.
Findings. But it's all related to the conditional use, the findings. How does that relate legally?
These findings are related to the change of zone.
Right.
There's a whole separate...
But they're talking about the change in condition number 21, which has to do with conditions imposed. So we're okay on that? Then.
Yes.
Okay, good.
Or just reasons for us to change the zone.
Right. But, okay, yeah, I understand.
Add to that. Add to reference.
That
just add to reference both.
Right.
And
I understand.
Sort of in both recommendations or suggestions to make it sound...
They're tied together. Right. It's good.
A blend.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, a blend.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What is the pleasure of council reference CZ 1699?
Read it.
Okay. Mr. Rudd.
This is an ordinance to amend. Can I get it back here? Okay. This is an application for an ordinance to modify condition number 21 imposed on ordinance number 1377 for change of zone number 1400. The application of Old Town Point LLC for the Village of Five Points and MRRPC Medium Residential District Residential Plan Community, so that the limitation with regard to community use is only on 2.52 acres, thereby enabling Old Town Point LLC to use the remaining portion of property, 1.52 acres, for a proposed pharmacy or related use.
Make a motion.
Go ahead. I'll introduce it. Or make a motion. We adopt it.
We have a motion.
Second.
And a second to adopt CZ 1699. Is that going to be with the suggested findings?
Well, when we vote, I'm
okay. Any questions on the motion? Should that be as part of the motion?
She moved to introduce or to adopt the ordinance. So as part of your voting,
you
can
have to specify.
Specify, and you can state for the findings suggested or state whatever findings you wish or reasons for voting.
Any questions on the motion? I will take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
I'm going to vote yes on this, and it hasn't been an easy decision on my part. I looked at the testimony, and we have overwhelming testimony from people who are the group that represents the folks that live there, the homeowner association. And it was also in testimony that that's a signaled corner, which happens to be very well managed at this time. I'm not concerned about the corner. And, of course, I'm relying on the donation of the other part of the land to either be used for a library or for be given to the homeowner association if the library declines. And I would I'm voting in and saying that all of these findings, six findings, are accurate.
Mr. Cole.
I'll vote yes. I agree with the findings as expressed by Mr. Lang.
Mr. Phillips.
I vote yes with the findings.
Mr. Wilson.
I vote yes with the findings.
Based on the findings presented by Mr. Lank for CZ 1699, I agree with those. I'll vote yes. Motion carried.
The second item, which I previously introduced, was conditional use number 1868, the application of Old Town Point LLC. Application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for a pharmacy and community service facility to be located on a certain parcel of land lying being Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 4.04 acres, more or less, lying at the northwest corner of Savannah Road, being Business Route 9, and North Village Main Boulevard, the entrance into the Village of Five Points. Again, for the record, Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on January 27th of 2011 and deferred action. On February 10th of 2011, the Commission discussed this application under old business. At that time, there was a motion again to defer action for further consideration. That motion carried 4-0. Mr. Burton was absent at that time. On February 24th of 2011, the Commission again discussed this application under old business. Mr. Burton stated that the reasons outlined in his motion on change of zone 1699, he would move that the commission recommend denial of conditional use 1868 for Old Town Point LLC for a pharmacy and community service facility without a modification of the existing condition limiting the property to community use. There is no basis for recommending approval of the conditional use for the pharmacy. There was a motion and a second and carried with 4 votes to forward this application to council with a recommendation that the application be denied for the reasons stated. That motion carried 4-1 with Mr. Ross opposing the motion. Thereby again, at the suggestion of council, I was instructed to prepare some suggested findings and conditions for conditional use 1868. Therefore, I'll read those into the record. Based upon the record presented in support of conditional use 1868, the application of Old Town Point LLC, here and after the applicant, for a conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for a pharmacy and community service facility to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County. Parcel containing 4.04 acres more or less, lying at the northwest corner of Savannah Road, and also known as Business Route 9, and North Village Main Boulevard, the entrance into the village of Five Points. The County Council of Sussex County, Delaware, finds the following facts and makes the following conclusions. One, the application of Old Town Point LLC, identified as conditional use 1868, seeks a conditional use of land for a pharmacy and community service facility on 4.04 acres. The applicant proposes to develop 1.52 acres for a pharmacy or related use and proposes to reserve 2.52 acres for a community service facility. Three, the property is currently owned by the applicant. However, 1.52 acres of the subject property is under contract to be purchased by JEMX LLC for the purposes of constructing and maintaining a CVS pharmacy. Four, the applicant is offered to gift 2.52 acres of the property to the Lewis Public Library, hereinafter referred to as the library, in the event that both conditional use 1868 and change of zone 1699 are approved by County Council and settlement occurs with JEMX LLC for the remaining 1.52 acres. As a condition of approval, Council requires that the applicant complete its offer to deed the 2.52 acres restricted to community use granted to the library as a gift. Recording such deed is conditioned upon no successful collateral attack on the granting of conditional use 1868 and change of zone 1699, overruling or setting aside such legislative action, and the settlement of the sale of the 1.52 acres by the applicant to JEMX LLC or its assigns. The applicant has submitted a conditional gift agreement for the library's consideration based upon its interest in the 2.52 acres and that publicly announced need to relocate. However, to date, the library's internal review process has precluded it from entering into the conditional gift agreement until it has considered other properties for the relocation site based upon its public interest protocols. Although the library use is a preferred use, as it is a natural fit to existing uses in the villages of Five Points, in the event that the applications are approved and settlement occurs with JEMX LLC for a pharmacy, and the library elects not to accept the gift of property from the applicant or fails to construct a library facility within 10 years from the date of recording of the deed for the 2.52 acres, then in that event, title to the 2.52 acres will automatically be transferred to the Village of the Five Points Property Owners Association Incorporated, restricted to community use or as open space at the election of the Village of the Five Points Property Owners Association Incorporated. The form of the deed shall be required to be approved by council for the applicant and the county attorney before recording. Five, the proposed conditional use is compatible and consistent with neighboring uses along Route 9, Savannah Road. Six, the proposed conditional use will have no adverse or detrimental impact on neighboring areas or uses. Seven, the proposed conditional use will have no significant impact upon traffic in the area. DLDOT did not require a traffic impact study. Eight, the proposed project is in a highway commercial area within the environmentally sensitive developing area overlay as established by the comprehensive plan update of 2008. Thus, the project meets the purpose of the plan update. Nine, any building signage for the proposed pharmacy use shall face Savannah Road and or North Village Main Boulevard. Only minor directional signs shall be permitted in the rear of the pharmacy. Signage configuration shall comply with Sussex County Code. 10, deflectors shall be utilized on the proposed pharmacy building lights to ensure the lights from the pharmacy do not encroach on the adjacent residential properties. 11, the hours of operation of pharmacy shall be normal operating hours. However, the pharmacy shall have the right to operate 24 hours per day if the pharmacy user determines that the need of the community requires it. 12, the pharmacy user shall be solely responsible for security on its site. 13, any garbage dumpsters located on the pharmacy site shall be enclosed. 14, sufficient landscape screening and buffering shall be placed to screen the pharmacy from the residential development at the Village of Five Points until a community use is placed. A landscaping plan shall be submitted for review and approval by the Planning and Zoning Commission. 15, the user of the pharmacy portion of the property shall make reasonable and commercially reasonable efforts to limit late night and early morning deliveries and to minimize idling delivery vehicles at the pharmacy site. And 16, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. And that based upon the record and stated findings, the County Council of Sussex County finds that approval of the requested conditional use of land is appropriate legislative action, as it is for the purpose of promoting health, safety, morale, convenience, order, and prosperity and welfare of the present and future inhabitants of Sussex County, including, amongst other things, the lessening of congestion in the streets or roads, securing safety from fire, flood, and other dangers, providing adequate light and air, preventing, on one hand, excessive concentration of population, and on the other hand, excessive and wasteful scattering of population or settlement, and promoting such distribution of population and such classification of land uses and distribution of land development and utilization as will tend to facilitate and provide adequate provision for public requirements. Period. A lot of repeat from the first one, but they, as George said, they blend.
I'm glad they do.
It's a pleasure, Council.
I have a question of our attorney. That doesn't preclude the homeowner association or the property owner association from, say, allowing another community use on that property, does it? I mean, they could. It could be some other kind of. They could decide that maybe the film society or some other community use would be appropriate, and they could decide, could they not, to say sell it to them or whatever, lease it. Okay.
According to finding of fact number four, the applicant has submitted a conditional gift agreement for the library, and the library would have 10 years to either accept or reject the gift or to build on the site. And if they were to reject it or there was an agreement not to build on the site, then it goes to the homeowners association, and the homeowners association, according to this, would be restricted to community use.
So that would be a community use?
So that would be a community use, but it would be up to the homeowners association to decide what to do.
Thank you.
And if that was the case, they would have to submit a site plan for review by the commission for whatever the community use was as a part of their community use requirements.
Okay, thank you.
They just couldn't do anything. It would have to be approved.
Okay.
It wouldn't be approved through public hearing. It would be approved through a site plan process.
Planning and zoning could do
right.
it. Okay, good.
Anything else from Council? Mr. Rupp, will you read the heading?
Yes. This is Ordinance 1868, an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in AR1 Agricultural Residential District for a pharmacy and community service facility to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 4.04 acres, more or less.
Pleasure, Council.
I'll adopt it.
Mrs. Deaver makes a motion
approve it.
To approve CU 1868.
Second.
Mr. Cole seconds that. Any question on the motion? Hearing none, we'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver.
Again, it's been a difficult decision, but the preponderance of the evidence rests on the side of approving. For the reasons given by our reasons number, we have seven reasons here, and the conditions. Those are my reasons for voting yes. And again, we have the Property Owners Association testifying in favor of this, and it is a well-managed corner, traffic-wise. So,
Mr. Cole,
I'll vote yes for the and with the conditions. And it's worried me though for the last week because I thought over the weekend it would be the end of the world and we wouldn't make it to this point, but. We're here and we've been able to vote, and I'm glad to be able to vote yes.
Me too.
Mr. Phillips.
I'll vote yes for the conditions. It looks like a very well thought out plan that can provide a great benefit to the community, whether it's the library or the Film Society or another, as well as the community's obvious support for having that CVS located near their community. With the conditions, yes.
Mr. Wilson.
I vote yes on CU 1868 on the reason of findings and conditions.
Based on the findings and conditions for CU 1868, Mr. Lang, it does appear to be something that will benefit the community. Mm-hmm. There certainly was a lot of support from the Homeowner Association. I'll vote yes. Motion carried.
See, third item on under old business. Third item under old business is conditional use number 1862, the application of Nana Cook Shore Associates.
Let's just take about 2 minutes, let them all, so we can hear what you're saying.
It's just unfortunate that Sam and Vance sold all their belongings, their farms and cars, automobiles over the weekend.
Oh, prior to September?
Yeah.
Prior to the end of September?
Yeah, prior to the weekend. Friday.
Oh, Lord.
I give it to her.
And you probably
I picked up the truck. Yeah, I got the truck over the weekend.
Did you buy a water bottle?